Hi, my name is Madeline.
And my name is Olivia.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids, all about the library,
the Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks, Olivia and Madeline, for that cheery intro. They were down at the Elmer Old Town Hall Library on a sunny Saturday afternoon with their little sister Sophia and their mom. This is Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 DeBrigg in Elmer, Ontario. I'm Julie Berry. Let's say your mom and dad have finally agreed to let you have a pet, and you have to choose between a cat and a dog. What would you choose? I'm hoping that there are lots of cat people out there in Radioland tonight, because this show is about cats. Big cats, little cats, quiet cats, and nosy cats, and fluffy cats. Cats, cats, cats. And if you happen to be a dog person, just listen, because maybe you'll change your mind. I had a cat chat with Olivia and Madeline. They don't have a cat of their own, but their grandparents have two cats. Or, I should say, had two cats. Here's Olivia.
We like cats because they're friendly and they're fun to have.
So I asked Madeline, what fun stuff can you do with a cat?
I like to get some string and go really slowly with the string around the house. And I like the cat to follow the string around, and it makes her playful like that because she's kind of fat, so she needs exercise.
Kind of fat, eh? Well, I asked Olivia, what do these cats eat?
I think she just eats like the normal cat food. She just eats cat food. Well, she does get mice and bird, and sometimes she even eats rabbits. Because she once found a rabbit leg.
You know, I am always amazed at how ferocious these sweet little kitties can be. I mean, they look so innocent with their little whiskers and the little meows they make. Olivia is going to tell us in greater detail about this incident with the rabbit.
So we were going into the portable that they have in their backyard, and we walked in there. I looked in there because we were playing house in there. I looked on the floor, and a rabbit leg was there. And then I looked over a little bit further, and I saw the rest of the body. And then I noticed that Misty or Charlie ate it. Yeah.
So Misty and Charlie enjoy quite a wide variety of foods. Unfortunately, Charlie ran out onto the road and was hit by a car and killed a month or so ago. It's so sad when a beloved pet loses its life.
Misty is feeling kind of lonely because she's the only cat now.
Yeah, like, she was looking out the front window, and she kept on looking where he died. She was wondering if he would ever come back.
Olivia and Madeline don't think their grandparents are going to get another cat, but they would like to get a cat of their own. I asked them if they thought they would be able to. So on a scale of 1 to 10, or 10 means you are for sure getting a cat, and 1 is no way you are not getting a cat, where do you think your parents stand? I mean, what number do you think is where your parents are at?
I think it's kind of like 6, because all three of us want to get a cat, but our parents are just kind of maybe want to get a cat. So it's pretty high in us wanting a cat.
No pressure there, Mom and Dad. Thanks, Madeline and Olivia, for that very interesting cat chat. I do hope that you can get a cat someday when the time is right for you and your parents. When it comes to cats, everybody has their preferences. What kind of cat do you like? In Emma Dodd's very cute little book called I Don't Want a Cool Cat, One little girl discovers that there are many different kinds of cats, but none of them seem quite right for her. Find a very comfortable and cozy place to listen to I Don't Want a Cool Cat by Emma Dodds. I don't want a cool cat. A treat me like a fool cat. I don't want a stuffy cat. A huffy, over fluffy cat. A looking for a fight cat. I don't want a greedy cat. A meow, meow, please feed me cat. I don't want a prize cat. The best that money buys cat. I don't want a prowly cat. A howly, yowly, scowly cat. I don't want a big cat.
I forgot, bunny, let you go. I forgot, bunny.
Or a slinky, dinky, twinky cat. I just want a purry cat. A small, soft, furry cat. Not a scratch or scrap cat. A curl up in my lap cat. A glad when I come home cat. A cat I call my own cat. What kind of cat do you like? And what if you're a dog and your people decide they want a cat? What kind of a cat would you like if you were a dog? Now, Guinness, that's not nice. Our next story is about a very lovable, very ordinary dog by the name of Stanley. I love Stanley almost as much as I love Guinness, and Linda Bailey loves Stanley so much that she has written an entire series of Stanley books. The one we are going to read is called Stanley's Little Sister. Are you all ready to listen to Stanley's Little Sister? Get comfy. Here goes. Stanley's Little Sister, written by Linda Bailey, illustrated by Bill Slavin. Stanley knew he wasn't supposed to chase the cat. But this was Stanley's house. It wasn't supposed to have a cat. And who invited that cat to live here anyway? Stanley's people, that's who. They came home with the cat, and that was that. Nobody asked me, thought Stanley. But he knew he was supposed to be a good dog, so he trotted over and he gave that cat a great big friendly sniff. Whack! Went the cat's paws right across his nose. Yelped Stanley. Hey, no fair! He turned to his people. He let out a pitiful whine. They weren't even looking his way. Well, somebody had to explain things to the cat. Explained Stanley. And there, right in front of his nose, the cat puffed up. She rose to her toes and swelled into a huge, hissy hairball. And then she... ran. Stanley knew he wasn't supposed to chase her. He tried to stop himself, but he just couldn't help it. Reached the cat. Stanley couldn't believe how fast she could climb a curtain. Stanley! Yelled his people. Leave the cat alone! Aww, thought Stanley as they dragged him into the bathroom and shut the door. I was just trying to make friends. Luckily, he had some real friends in the dog park, Alice and Nutsy and Gassy Jack. I tried to be nice, Stanley told them. She started it. I know what you mean, said Gassy Jack. My people blame me for everything. We got a new hamster once, said Alice. It was rough. Little Nutsy had an idea. You're awfully big, she told Stanley. Maybe if you weren't so big. So Stanley decided to be smaller. He lay flat on his belly and creepy crawled up to the cat. Hi there, said Stanley, with his nose in the carpet. Psst, said the cat. She doesn't understand dog talk, thought Stanley. His people didn't understand either. It led to all kinds of problems. A lick is nice, thought Stanley. Everyone likes a lick. He sat up and gave her a big wet one. Yowled the cat as she shot down the hall. Stanley tried not to chase her, but something came over him. The next day, Stanley was surprised to see a new dish of food on the floor. Yum, thought Stanley. I don't mind if I do. Hiss, said the cat. Stanley, said his people, leave Fluffy's food alone. Well, garsh, thought Stanley as they hauled him into the furnace room. Nobody told me it was Fluffy's food. And then there was the problem of the couch. When his people sat on the couch, the cat sat on their laps. Stanley wondered why he never got to sit on his people's laps. He decided to give it a try. "Oh, for heaven's sake, Stanley," said his people. "Get off." Stanley had to go back on the floor. He was lying there when the cat scampered down. "I won't chase her," Stanley said to himself. "I won't, I won't, I won't, this time for sure." But he did. He chased her. That night, he slept on the porch. "She hates me," said Stanley to his friends. "She doesn't hate you," said Alice. "She just doesn't know you." "Maybe she could be your little sister," said Nutsy. "I don't want a little sister," said Stanley. "Maybe you should stop chasing her," said Gassy Jack. The dogs all let out huge sighs. They knew how hard that would be. Stanley decided to give it one last try. He gathered up his favorite toys. "Hey, you," he said, pushing his nose under the couch where the cat was hiding. "Want to play with Chewy Rabbit? Or look, here's Squeaky Bear." Of course, he said it in dog talk, and of course, she didn't understand. Neither did his people. "Stanley," they yelled, "leave the cat alone." Stanley flopped down on the carpet. "That's it," he sniffed. "I can't do anything right. I give up." He lay there perfectly still for a very long time. So long he almost fell asleep. When he heard rustling under the couch, he didn't move. When he heard the cat padding around him, he still didn't move. He didn't even move when she rubbed up against him. And then, an amazing thing happened. The cat lay down right beside Stanley. There is more to this story, and if you want to read the book, drop into your neighborhood library and borrow Stanley's Little Sister by Linda Bailey. Or try another of the Stanley books. He is one lovable dog. And that cat? Hey, how's your funny bone? Mine's itchy as all get out. Here's a riddle about cats. What do cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies.
This show wouldn't be possible without the generous support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
Thank you, Madeline and Olivia, for all of your help in making this show. Their little sister, Sophia, has one more thing to say.
Meow.
Thanks, Sophia. And don't forget to listen to Check It In, Check It Out next week right here at 105.9 DeBrigg in Elmer, Ontario. We love to have you with us. I'm Julie Berry. Thank you for listening.
Meow.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop, ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham and ich schaffe bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield und Port Burwell. Und ihr könnt krank die Worte wählen vorn, die sind alle neu up. Die Upnerstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fun, denn dort fun immer als 519-631-1460 Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid wat wir haben in unser Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mit halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang.